Just jumped in. I'm going to get you in. Good morning. Let's ride. Good morning, beautiful people. I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the morning shift of Where Shift Happened. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Another day that the good Lord has kept us. I am going to be intentional about my day, focused about my day. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to have an amazing, super-de-duper amazing day on today. Listen, y'all, the morning shift is being brought to you by Gatlin Mortuary. They're located at 500 East Alden Avenue right here in the beautiful Azalea City of Valdosta, Georgia. In your family's time of need, please make sure that you call on the name that you can trust. And that's my dear brother, Mr. James K. Gatlin, and the professional and fine staff at Gatlin Mortuary. Again, they can be reached by calling area code 229-247-4141. Again, that's 229-247-4141. It is with great sadness that Gatlin Mortuary announces the passing of Mr. Charlie Porter Sr. of Valdosta, Georgia. The life celebration services for Mr. Charlie Porter Sr. are currently incomplete, but will be announced at a later date by the staff and management of Gatlin Mortuary. Again, the life celebration services for Mr. Charlie Porter Sr. are currently incomplete, but will be announced at a later date by the staff and management of Gatlin Mortuary Day. So good morning, beautiful people. Let us go ahead and dive right into today's morning shift, Where Shift Happens. This week, y'all, all this week, we're going to talk about, hopefully, how to blend out in the workplace. And yesterday, y'all, we talked about being reliable and being dependable. And it was really, really good. So if you missed yesterday, I would encourage you to go check out the podcast, hashtag The Morning Shift, Where Shift Happens, and get that message in its entirety. So today, again, we're going to have a continuation of how to blend out in the workplace. Blending out, standing out, making, in a good way, being seen and visible in the workplace, making a difference, doing what you do. So today, number two, part two, we're going to look at being flexible. So yesterday we talked about being reliable, and today we're going to talk about being flexible. This is how you blend out in the workplace. Number two, yesterday, number one was being reliable. Today is being flexible. If you want to blend out in the workplace, it's important for you, beautiful people, to be flexible. And being flexibility is the key to longevity and stability in the workplace. Hear me when I'm talking. If you want to experience longevity and stability in your job, your career, your workplace, it is going to require you being flexible, okay? And just as with life, y'all, everything in life, don't, and on the job, don't always go the same way all the time. You hear what I'm trying to say? It does not go the same way all the time. Every day is not going to be the same thing. Sometimes it is, depending on the nature of your work, but the circumstances, the situations, the personalities, the environment, the atmosphere will in some way be different. So if you are not flexible on your job, as it is with life, if you are not flexible with the inevitable changes that will occur in your workplace, you will not see and experience stability and longevity in the workplace. Point blank, period. Just because you did it that way yesterday does not mean it's going to be done that way next week, okay? Just because you did it one way, just because it happened one way this week, yesterday, today, doesn't mean it's going to be the same thing next week. Doesn't mean it's going to be the same thing next month, because policies and standard operating procedures, SOP, changes with the demand of your business. Policies and standard operating procedures, policies and procedures change with the demand of the business, not with your schedule and with your expectation. So when you look at your ability or the possibility, the potential of you having longevity and stability in your business, in your workplace, it is a must that you be flexible, okay? You have to be flexible. The question that we all have to ask ourselves when we talk about wanting to be in a business or with an organization or agency for where you're vested 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, the question you have to ask yourself is, can I adapt and change to circumstances as they come up? Can you adapt and change to circumstances as they come up? That's why a lot of us, or many of us, shall I say, have issues in life. That's why many of us struggle in life, because we don't possess the flexibility to be able to make adjustments with things as they come up and as they happen. Yes, it happened. Yes, it came up. Yes, it did this. But are you willing and are you able to make adjustments to what happens in your life and in your day? Because again, it's not going to go like you plan every day. It's not going to happen like you want it to happen every day. You know, people are not going to do you the right way every day. Circumstances and situations and issues are not going to be the same every day. And if you fail to adjust, adapt, and keep it moving, then you're not going to be there long. You're going to get mad and quit. You're going to get upset and resign. You're going to find yourself having an issue with everything done or everything said on your job. Look at the people who always got something to say. Look at the people who are always negative. Look at the people who are always quitting. They refuse to adjust and adapt. It's something that they want to do. It's something that they desire to do in the workplace. And because the procedures and the policies don't fit what they want, they're not willing to adjust and adapt to that. So you'll find them quitting and resigning, or, you know, having a negative attitude that they try to put off on everybody in the organization. If you want to stay, when we look at the workplace, it's important for us to remember that in order for us to have sustainability, stability, and longevity, we must be flexible. One thing you got to wake up in your mind, this is what I do every day, especially with the type of business that I'm in. I don't know what's going to happen today, but one thing that I do know is that I'm up for the challenge. And I'm going to rise to the occasion. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, you know, what situation is going to pop up. And if we be honest, none of us know that. We don't know what situation going to pop up. We don't know what's going to change. We don't know what's going to come up, right? But what we have to do is have the mindset that whatever happens, I don't know what it's going to be, but I do know that I'm going to be up for the challenge and I'm going to rise to the occasion. What happens if you go to work today and your PowerPoint won't load? What happens if you go to work today and the printer broke? So the packets that you would need to print out for your training session or your coaching session will not work out. What will happen when the call that normally takes an hour to get over with now takes 3 hours? What happens when a system update won't let your file load off of your jump drive, which has all of your other things on there that you need to be successful, or you need for this to go through? If you're not flexible, God help me here, then you're going to have an attitude. If you're not flexible, then it's going to show, because you got to be able to adjust and adapt to whatever happens along your way in your workplace. God help me here. I can't control it. You can't control everything that go on in your workplace. So I can't control it. Maybe I was even the reason why the printer broke. Maybe I was even the reason why the PowerPoint won't load. Maybe I was the reason why the Word document didn't save. Maybe I'm the cause for it. But what I'm not going to do is lose my cool about it. What I'm not going to do is get bent out of shape about it, because I'm already preparing my mindset. God have mercy. I'm already preparing my mindset to respond positively to a negative situation, to a negative occurrence. I already got in my mind as I start this day today that if something go down that's out of the ordinary or that's unusual, that goes against my plan, my mindset is already, how can we respond positive to this negative situation? That's even when you're dealing with things from people. I'm already anticipating the possibility of something going left. I'm already anticipating the possibility of somebody or something not going right, or somebody going wrong, or somebody having an attitude. right? I'm already anticipating the possibility of something going left, not out of negativity, but for flexibility. Whew. Not out of negativity. I'm not anticipating something wrong just to be negative, but I want to make sure that I'm flexible, that I'm able to adjust and adapt and because I'm willing to adjust and be flexible. Do not become an irrelevant employee because you refuse to be flexible. Hear me when I'm talking. Don't become an irrelevant employee because you refuse to be flexible. If you can't be flexible, your company will outgrow you. If you cannot be flexible, your organization will outgrow you. If you cannot be flexible, your business will outgrow you. That corporation will outgrow you. There will no longer be a need for you if you refuse to be flexible. If you can't be flexible, then you're useless. You're irrelevant. If you're going to have a continued role in your company, it's going to be based on your fit into that company. Listen, don't adjust to a growing empire if you want to. Don't adapt to the demands of your job if you want to. You will be replaced. Hear me when I'm talking. You will be replaced if you refuse to be flexible. You holding up space if you refuse to be flexible. If you ain't flexible, if you're not flexible, you're a liability to your employer. Hear me. If you are not flexible, you are a liability to the company that you work for. Let a policy change and you don't follow it. You're a liability. Let a procedure change and you don't adjust and adapt to it. You're a liability. You'll end up costing that company more than your salary. They don't have need for you. It's a quote that says, "Blessed are the flexible, for they will never be bent out of shape." God help us all. Blessed are the flexible, for they will never be bent out of shape. This is what flexibility will do for you. When you allow yourself to be flexible, this is what happens. You'll never be bent out of shape because you know how to conform. You know how to adjust. You know how to maneuver with whatever the circumstances and situations is that come up on your job. It is important, beautiful people, for us to know that we can't control everything that happens on our job. So we have to be ready and willing to make the adjustments. Sometimes you'll have to make a compromise that you may not want to make. But because you're flexible, you do it. And that flexibility is going to help you to blend out in your workplace. I don't care what they say. If you are flexible, you'll never be bent out of shape. You'll never find yourself mad and angry and upset because today ain't what you thought it would be. Today is not what they said it was going to be. But when you're flexible, beautiful people, when you are flexible, you are attaching yourself to longevity and stability. And you add to the value of your portfolio. I can't lose, Sabrina. I can't lose, Debbie. I can't look because they're always flexible. I can't lose, Erica. Flexible. I can't lose, Owita. Flexible. You're attractive. They don't want to let you go. Because it's a rare thing that if you got to stay late, that you stay late and you may have to make some adjustments. But hey, it is what it is. Got to do what I got to do. That's why some employers rejoice. Some bosses rejoice when some people resign, quit, whatever the case may be. Because they know they're losing somebody that was not reliable, that was not dependable, and they were not flexible. That's why they hate to see you go. Because you brought something. You brought something of value. So I'm telling you, beautiful people, if you want to blend out in the workplace, be flexible. Make sure you have the ability to adapt and change to circumstances as they come up. Again, I don't know what's going to happen today, but one thing I do know is that whatever happens, I'm up for the challenge, I'm up for the change, and I'll rise to the occasion.